Air Force Captain John Perrin was one of hundreds of American pilots who were based in Britain during World War II, and one of many who gave their lives. He was on a routine flight in July of 1944 when his Mustang fighter sprang a leak in its fuel tank. But Captain Perrin didn't bail out and parachute to safety. He was flying over the town of Stafford and worried that a pilotless plane would crash into homes and schools below. So Captain Perrin stayed in his plane and steered it clear of the town, but he died when it crash-landed. This week, the town of Stafford honored the sacrifice of Captain John Perrin on American Independence Day. Tom Doubtfire of Stafford campaigned to make the day happen, and he joins us from Stafford. Mr. Doubtfire, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Did you grow up hearing this story?
I come from London, but was very close to an airfield in and around that area. We moved up here in 1972, and I read a small account of this very heroic thing that happened with Captain Perrin, and I wanted to find out more about it and found that there was very little in the way of records. It wasn't until about 4 years ago that I just happened to hear that the aircraft crashed with only about 500 yards from where our family have lived since 1972.
What did it mean to the town for Captain Perrin to do this?
Well, the force of the aircraft coming down, and with the fuel that he'd been carrying, I mean, the plane weighed roughly 6 tons. This thing was like a flying bomb. Now, had he come down, you would have seen a devastated area of damage and fire. There would have been obvious loss of life, etc., had this occurred in the residential area, either of Creswell or Stafford.
Was he decorated by the U.S. Air Force or U.S. Army Air Force?
Oh, yes. He was decorated with the DFC, your Distinguished Flying Cross, and he had the American Air Medal. And also, the United States Army Air Force recognized him as an ace, because prior to the crash happening, he was being rested from operations because he'd flown 200 hours, and in that time had shot down 5 enemy aircraft.
I gather you were able to track down some of Captain Perrin's relatives.
They managed to track down a grandmother who was a cousin removed, her daughter, and her daughter. So there were 3 generations of Perrins were flown over and attended these celebrations, and we managed to present them with an American walnut box that had been specially crafted, which carried both the flags of the United States and of the United Kingdom. They were speechless. They were speechless. It was a wonderful, beautiful ceremony, attended by the deputy air attaché from the American Embassy down in London, which was very good of him to come up because it was celebrated, of course, on your Independence Day. Would you be interested in knowing what the memorial looks like?
Please, yes.
Yeah, sure. It weighs 6.5 tons of Derbyshire gritstone, and it was mined on the borders between Derbyshire and Staffordshire. It's over 6 foot tall. It was quite a large effort for a little village like ours.
Yeah.
We're so proud of him. We would never forget him. And now we can't forget him because there is this permanent memorial.
Tom Doubtfire of Stafford, England. Mr. Doubtfire, so nice talking to you. Thanks very much.
Thank you.